Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
When you hear that bomb blast, get a shot glass. Listen to the podcast, it's all up in your mom's ass. Big J kills them like O.J. Simpson. A quick hit the fingerless glove, don't get hit break quick by that big dick, Dave Smith. He all up in your ribs while he talking politics. Don't get bit when you rattle by that Puerto Rican snake. They natural born killers, legion of skanks.
Welcome to the
Black History Month is an annual observance of Black excellence. In honor of Black excellence, the Legion of Skanks would like to celebrate history's greatest achievements in cultural appropriation. Today, we honor Rachel Ann Dolezal. Born November 12, 1977, in Lincoln County, Montana, to Ruth Ann and Lawrence Dolezal.
Our daughter is primarily German and Czech, and of European descent.
She's white.
Despite her blue eyes and straight blonde hair, Rachel managed to ingratiate her way into being elected chapter president of the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People.
When it comes to hair, hair is for Black women much more than just an aesthetic.
Much like the brave efforts of the 1950s Black rights activists, Rachel was hosed by the white man when her very own parents questioned her Blackness.
It's alarming that Rachel continues to make false statements and have no acknowledgement that she has been doing that and it's become an issue.
Are you African American?
I don't understand the question.
Amidst the growing controversy of transracialism, she was forced to resign and disappeared from the spotlight.
Like Maya Angelou says, you know, through all of the struggle, through all of the pain, we still rise.
And rise she did, resurfacing on OnlyFans, where she currently earns a living to support her three kids as a single mother. So today, we honor you, Rachel Dolezal, for reminding us that no matter what color we pretend to be on the outside, we are all still pink on the inside.
What's up, everybody? It's the Legion of Skanks podcast coming to you from our Zoom episode, everybody. You know, the fun one. I'm your host, Big J Okerson. The Skanks are all here. We got Davey Smith. And of course, we have returning back from his vacay, going to the motherland, the Puerto Rican rattlesnake, back from rattlesnaking in Puerto Rico.
9 pounds it's heavier. Lewis
J.
That's not bad.
Gomez.
Nine pounds heavier.
That's about a third of what your normal thing is.
Well, yeah, I mean, I was doing keto right before I left, and then I also didn't weigh myself until this morning, and yesterday I fasted completely. I didn't eat anything at all because I was so fucking just full, just walking around with a full stomach. It's actually an uncomfortable way to be. Like I'm sort of getting over the gorging myself on vacation thing.
Yeah, is that what you normally do? Just gorge yourself?
Oh yeah, we're going to Jamaica with the crew next month. And we just have a chef in the house and they just cook the whole time. Like there's just fresh food just all the time. You're just always snacking. You're always drinking. You're drinking pina coladas and sugary drinks and beers. It's like by the time the end of the trip comes, you're having for me, 10 times the amount of calories that I would have had at home.
Yeah. I mean, that one time when you came back, you said it was like 20 something pounds in one trip.
That was the one where you left in really good shape. It was like back in the day. And so it was even more like accentuated. Because you went there shredded.
I think it was with Beatrice.
It was. It was. Yeah. I believe it was while she was pregnant with James.
Yeah, it was a weird thing because Lewis was like, he was like fat and then got in crazy good shape and then came back fat again. It looked like he like, it was like, did you go on vacation or through a time portal?
I'd say since you got in shape, you never got fat again. But then my perspective might be off. Someone's going to say.
No, I was. When Beatrice was pregnant, I was up to like 330.
No, were you really?
Yeah, there's a picture. You could actually probably find it. It's a nude of me on the internet.
My
where I took a picture, and I did a before and after, and people just clipped out the after. So now there's just a big fat naked show. Yeah. The internet, before we knew how it worked, I mean, it was like, throw that out there. Why not?
There's like, also at the time, is it at the time when you have no following too? You're like, whatever, 20 people, have at it. Then you're like, oh, that lasts forever.
And or Rop. You guys have that or no? I don't know if you can find it. It's just literally me, fat and naked. If you type in Louis Chagall was fat, it'll probably be up in Google Images somewhere. But yeah, it's fucking. It's a wild time, wild way to be.
Oh, the wild times we had.
Yeah, fucking. I nearly broke my toe.
This trip.
Yeah, and I shattered a plate, and I cut my leg.
Really?
Yeah. I stubbed my toe on my way to answer the door for room service. Mm-hmm. And then I like answered it. I was like, ow, oh, my toe. And they started handing me plates. Then I dropped the plate and sliced my foot. If I was Josh Adam Myers, I'm so much more like there's a real lawsuit there. Josh Adam Myers, weird coffee spill, whatever, man. They could use me as a witness for McDonald's. I hope McDonald's wins.
Against Josh Adam Myers?
Yes.
It's feel like, so, the video is funny.
You think Josh is about to testify, and then in the back of the courtroom, like Ronald McDonald is just like giving him one of these.
You're dead, man.
I mean, if Josh does anything with McDonald's, he's gonna get $30,000 in 2029.
Yeah, yeah. It's not. He's not. It's not any real. You'd also have to prove that like you like didn't work. He's going on tour with Jelly Roll.
He won't shut up about it.
Jesus Christ, dude. He's bailing on two nights of Skankfest for Jelly Roll.
He's trying to fix it. He's trying to make it work.
Yeah, I hope so. We'll see. Yeah,
I hope so. I hope so, too. I mean, they met at Skankfest, so.
I know. Well, I mean, they're still supposed to do the last night of Skankfest. Actually, we shouldn't be announcing anybody just yet for Skankfest. April 10th, those tickets go on sale.
You'd think this is cool. The guitarist from Mastodon came to my show in Nashville.
Sick.
That was pretty awesome. I didn't know what to say. I just had an awkward conversation. I was like, oh, I brought my brother to the Ozfest one year, and he had a heat stroke while you guys were playing.
Started naming like random Mastodon facts. He'd be like, you know, the Mastodon actually existed until 500,000.
Yeah. Hey, do you know I'm not really quite sure who the lead singer of your group is? Don't all of you sing at some point? No, it was awesome. Yeah, a couple cool people came out this weekend. But yeah, I thought that one was pretty fucking neat. Do you want to get into digging into some of these stories before we do? We have Bop Bab, of course, later.
Oh,
in the
show.
Bop Bab round two. Is it round two, side two, right?
Yes.
It's round two, side two. We're fucking churning and burning, doggies.
Love round two, side two.
Round two, side two? I see this first thing says the new Rachel Dolezal. But at this point, if you just are pretending to be a different race, now you also have to do hilariously grotesque porn also. Have you seen Rachel Dolezal has OnlyFans shit? It's so funny.
It's I saw some of the pictures. They were all right.
No, it's not that they're that bad. It's just so funny. Like what she was. She was like the head of the NAACP, and this big like controversy for like being like a mom. You know, she's like a mother of like teenage kids, and now
we get to see her N double D titties.
Yeah, N double D's. But yeah, she's just dildoing herself on OnlyFans. It's just like what a. I bet she doesn't even see it as a fall from grace. That's what I mean. I think she's almost just like that another door closes, window opens, you know. I'm not black anymore. Might as well go smash my gash on the internet with a little bit of fame I got.
I'm assuming she sees it as a fall from grace a little bit, right? She would have to. She has to be a little bit self-aware.
She's smiling in the pictures.
Dude, it feels good to masturbate.
When she's doing it, when she's dildoing herself. Seems like she's having a pretty good time.
Yeah.
For the best of my knowledge. No, they're not as bad for what a mom she is. Those pictures weren't that bad.
Her thing blow up? It was a while ago too, right? Like it was kind of before the whole trans thing was like so big.
Yeah, yeah.
So it kind of like changes it. Like at the time, everyone was like, "That's the dumbest fucking thing I've ever heard of." Whereas I feel like now people will be a little bit more like, "Yeah."
This might be like right. 6-7 years ago at this point, if not more. Yeah, the documentary on her is pretty great. But it says activist Raquel Evita Saraswati has faked her Arab and Latin racial identity as far back as 2004.
Arab and Latin. Oh my God. Would she roll around in shit for a couple days? How'd you get that smell?
Yeah. Where are those two meet at a goat farm?
She lived in the sewers for weeks to prepare for the role.
Which one is it?
So she's just a white chick?
Which one of these lesbians is it?
It's the girl on the right.
I don't mind the girl on the right.
She's all right. She's cute. Yeah, I'd smash. Would.
Chick. I mean, super cute for an Arab Latin chick.
Yeah. For a liar.
Yeah. She's pretty cool for a stone cold. Okay.
Look at that. She's really
selling it. That's
Rachel Dolezal. No, that's her?
No, that's her. Yeah.
She's selling it pretty well in that.
Hold on. Let me see your clit.
So wait. So they have the original picture of her as clearly white girl. And then she's.
Oh, this is her back in the day when she was pretending to be a lesbian.
Oh,
that's okay. That's back in school. And this is her now. Oh, that is great.
She's like, hello. Man. Welcome to Quickie Mart.
Do you feel the whole time like the other shoe's going to drop? I mean, like, how do you live in so much fear?
Well, isn't the one with what is that? Alec Baldwin's wife? Who like just pretended
she
to
keeps
have
faking
like
that she has a yeah
like Spanish a Spanish accent. Spanish accent,
yeah.
Like she and she's just not. She's from Boston. Yeah, but just speaks like she's like Spanish.
Yeah, leave us alone, please.
She's like, how do you Americans say telephone? Just stop calling.
That's so weird, man. Why to gain what? What does she do? She's an activist, so it makes her look really
Yeah, but it's probably never as straightforward as just to gain this. You got to be a little fucked up in the head and get kind of into like living this whole lie of a life.
I mean, is she? What is the lie? Does she straight up come out and say I am Arab and Hispanic, or are people just looking at her and throwing that on her because she looks that way?
But is it better to be a white activist helping Arab and Latin causes?
In reality, yes.
Why do you have to be an Arab Latin?
You have white skin. Why would you give up the fucking ace in the hole of being white? Why do we pretend that that's not an amazing thing still?
What?
Being white, it fucking rules. If you were white, like, I only wish I could be white. For the love of God. Lewis, why do we pretend that this is like a bad thing?
Lewis, we're having some rough times right now, but if I had to pick, I'd still keep it.
Yeah, no, of course. If you had to really choose, if you asked anybody, be like, dude, could you be white? They'd be like,
dude, there's a great old Chris Rock joke. It's like, no one would trade. He's like, there's some like crippled white dude with one leg in the back who wouldn't trade places with me right now. He's like, and I'm rich. And he goes, that guy's like, yeah, we're going to see. This might turn around.
I could change right this minute and it goes from here on out, or do I have to go back? Do I have to go back for my whole life?
No, on out. You get to change whatever race.
I don't have to do the 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
I could just come right in
black.
There.
I'd go black right now.
You'd go black?
Yeah.
Yeah, but you don't get any of the benefits like athleticism or big dick. You're just you, but you're black.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm back to white.
Like you were poisoned by like a god and he made your skin black.
Lewis, you overspoke. You didn't even have to say the athleticism. When you said not the black dick, I was like, oh, then that's the thing.
No, your dick would be black in color, but it would still be the same pathetic size that it is now.
Yeah, but that'd be even worse because
that's worse.
Like, chicks are like expecting you to have a big dick.
You don't want to be that guy.
What the fuck is this? Hold on one second.
Paging me at 6:35 in the morning.
Hello, it's Lewis.
Now I'm yawning.
Hey, Josh, I'm actually on the air right now. Let me call you back in a little bit. No problem, dude.
But doodle. Hey, man, I just wanted to sing you a song. Hey, does this sound good? Skibbity bop, a doodly dip. And the defense rest. Sorry, this is my courtroom jam. Scoobily bop, glove don't fit, must quit. Skibbity bang the do.
Yeah, I don't understand. What is her need to immerse herself?
Well, what was Alex, do you have any info on this? What was she doing? What was she claiming?
What was the activism?
So for 20 years, she was claiming she was of Arab and Latin descent.
And what was she doing?
Hold on. She is, I had the group that she was an activist for.
Women with Mustaches Anonymous.
So she was, she spoke to Boston.com about her upcoming wedding, saying she wanted to do something really special to respect her Arab and Latin culture. But her mom came out saying, and like the quote is, she's white as the driven snow.
her mom comes from a different time. She's like, she's perfect.
The first girl went to a salon to have a unibrow added. Folks, am I right or am I right?
I like that. So why? So I guess the thing is that you can then like kind of like lecture white people, or you can kind of like, you know, elevate your status. But like Lewis was kind of getting at, I feel
right.
Like you could
do. She wanted the sweet nectar of being able to curse out a whitey with no repercussions.
But I feel like it's all set up for white women to be able to do that anyway.
Sort of. Well, but they'll get called out if they make one slip left or right.
Yeah, I thought you know, it's so funny because like. White women went from being like this extremely protected class just a few years ago to now people fucking hate white women. And we're like onto their shit.
They overplayed their hand.
They did. They complained themselves right out of it. Everybody was like, it's like, yo, they're finally like white women are getting some stuff done. And then it's like, you guys are trying to make terrible moves.
It was at the height of Me Too. It was before the height of Me Too. It was the beginning of Me Too that white women were at the height of their superiority because they had everyone on board. Even like before feminism became like that whole like guys we fucked anti-slut shaming thing. Like even dudes were like, oh, this fucking rules, dude. Chicks are being whores. They're proud of it. They're giving us blowjobs and hand jobs.
They started getting their asses done. They started getting the BBLs.
Yeah, dude. It was just a great time for white women. And then they just, yeah, dude, they overplayed their hand.
It had to crash. It was unsustainable.
It had to crash. It all had to come crashing down.
Very true.
Yeah.
The white woman bubble.
Yes.
There were a few experts who were warning about it in the middle of it.
Oh, yeah, dude.
They did. They got so complainy across the board that everyone started filming them. Like they just exactly. It started branching out too much. Now it's like you're yelling at black kids for selling water on the street or whatever.
Which, look, I'm on board with that.
Well, I love to watch a good video of it.
Yeah, it's not bad. Today's episode of Legion of Skanks is brought to you by Sheath Underwear, the underwear of legends. I love my Sheath underwear. It's all I ever wear. Nobody's come up to me and checked my underwear yet, but you guys can. It's every single time. It's very, very rare we'll not be wearing Sheath underwear. They have the amazing high quality fabrics, beautiful styles, and obviously their dual pouch technology. If you want to look like a goddamn underwear model, you put your dick and balls in the Sheath dual pouch and it just fucking holds it all together, keeps them separated, doesn't make it hot. You look like a goddamn $1 million.
In fact, if you are able to wedgie Lewis in the wild and take a picture of his Sheath underwear, you will win free tickets to Skankfest.
Holy shit.
And in addition to the free tickets to Skankfest, we'll let you keep that pair of Sheath underwear.
And you can keep that pair. If you're able to get them off them, they're yours.
All right, deal. If you can get Dave's Sheath underwear over his head to create a mask with them.
Yes.
Golden ticket for Skankfest.
They are made out of a stretchy fabric.
Yeah.
Look, and if somebody can just get me a pair of Sheath underwear, I'll get you some free tickets, Skankfest.
They better be moisture wicking because you're going to be tearing and bleeding through those.
There's going to be so much moisture to wick, it's going to be retarded.
Sheathunderwear.com is the website. Check out their amazing line of products. All bullshit aside, guys, truly the best underwear in the world. You're never going to want any other underwear. They've been with us for 3 years, and they make the best underwear in the world. So make sure you support them. Sheathunderwear.com. Use the promo code Skanks when you check out. You're going to save 20% off your entire order. All right, where were we? Yo, did you guys see that Bruce Willis has like Alzheimer's or some shit?
Dementia,
I think it's
right?
Something else. Yeah, dementia. He has like some. Is that it? He has the disease. I think I heard the name of it and didn't know what it was.
Oh, it was a yippee-ki-yay disease.
Yeah, it's tragic.
Yeah, they said it's from an infection in his brain that traveled from his foot when he walked on glass. Come on, everybody, let's have a little fun with this. You think dementia was beaten into him for the I hate N-word sign he had to carry around Harlem that one time
by Artie Fuqua?
Yeah,
Artie Fuqua beat dementia into him.
Artie Fuqua beat dementia right into him.
Front temporal dementia with Parkinson's. Oh, this guy was all wacky and wobbly.
Oh, Parkinson's.
Oh, dude, I want to get a fucking Bruce Willis bobblehead now and keep it on the table.
Oh, there's got to be. Is there not a Michael J. Fox bobblehead?
There must be. There's got to be.
I forget. I want to say it was Saturday Night Live. I don't know. It was a pretty ballsy joke about something. Like Michael J. Fox wrote an angry letter to the network about a joke we made. It's just a bunch of scribbles. They just show the picture of the letter because unfortunately we weren't able to read the response. Yeah,
that is pretty ballsy for Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. So I guess Demi Moore put a picture of Bruce Willis like just walking like an old crazy person on the beach. Got to pull it up.
Damn.
Yeah, they're like, I guess the Willis and Moore family. They're fucking very.
Are they together? I thought they like broke up a long time ago.
No, but I think they just have kids. They're like friends.
Kids and grandkids at this point, probably. It was probably annoying when she was fucking Ashton Kutcher. Remember that weird thing? That guy's a weird dude.
Ashton the fucking pussy butcher Kusher.
He's a weird, weird guy.
Is he a weird dude?
I mean, like, he's super successful and much smarter than anybody thought he was going to be. But, like, I don't know. He just seems like he dwells in a strange world.
Yeah. I don't know.
His I think he's like a Brazilian jiu-jitsu brown belt.
He's a ground level investor in almost everything everybody uses. Airbnb, Uber. Like all of it, like anything.
Yeah, he was super smart.
It's like a common thing, yeah. And now he's with Mila, but then he had those years with Demi Moore, super controversial. And then he wasted all of the good
Mila Kunis years. Now she's Mila Kunis all she's, old, like Demi Moore. Fine. Now he's with her.
You got Mila Kunis when she's fine,
dude. Why would you waste the Mila Kunis years? Mila Kunis, when she came out on that 70s show, I mean, I was a teenager. She was like the epitome of
a child.
Well, she was underage, yeah.
No, I know. She was like 15 14. Or whatever. Yeah, she was like, yeah, but so was I.
Yeah.
No, I'm not saying you were wrong. I'm just saying.
Hope. Actually, check that edit.
but that's why she and him never, like, that wasn't a thing. She said like, he was his first.
Her first kiss.
He was her first actual kiss, but she was underage. And then they came back around like years later, which makes sense. It's a great story, but the in-betweenies are weird. Demi Moore, who was the other one he was with?
She's like, did you hook up with a 14-year-old? And he's like, it's that 70s show. It was cool back then.
It's a show about a different time. Who was his other big? Because he was like a crusher for a while.
Didn't a football player they came out and didn't he get in trouble for impregnating a 12-year-old? Or a basketball player.
We talk about it on Monday a little
we
bit.
We discussed it heavily.
But okay, no, it's not. But it's Karl Malone. Yeah, when he was 20.
He's not a basketball player. He's the third all-time leader in scoring. So
mailman, is he?
I believe he was number two behind Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and then LeBron James just broke his record.
Third all-time leader in scoring. Was he? Fuck yeah, I was. He knuckles his 12-year-old girlfriend.
Oh, dude.
You fucking know
it. If Will Chamberlain fucked 20,000 women, there's definitely some kids in there.
Brittany Murphy, definitely. Bobby's having an aneurysm right now.
Oh, dude, someone before.
I saw a clip from someone on ESPN was saying, and they were like, oh, why is the NBA going so soft on Karl Malone or something? And he was like, look, the NBA does not want to open this Pandora's box. Because if they give Karl Malone
that was her name
for it, yeah. you go, Pandora was only 12
little
at
Pandora.
Aw.
But he was basically saying, he's like, look, Karl Malone ain't the only one who did shit like this. Like, there's a ton of that.
What year was this? And it shouldn't matter, but it does. Because I know so little about basketball that I couldn't even tell you.
Early 80s.
Yeah, that's too late. It was like, because you hear about
what we said. Yeah, we go that, sorry, I can't give you early 80s.
Well, you hear about like Elvis marrying a 14-year-old or Jerry Lee Lewis marrying his 12-year-old cousin or whatever, right? And that's in like the 40s or 50s or whatever it is. And yeah, it's still fucking gross, but it just doesn't come off as the same level of like
it's a little
creepy
different
rapiness as today.
When you took her off like a 5-generation family farm, it just doesn't feel like quite.
And the father gave you permission.
It wasn't as far as you're saying. It was actually 50s, 60s, those things.
It's whatever it is. I just forgive it more. I don't look at Elvis as a pedophile. I don't know. Well, I can't tell you why.
He raped that child in black and white. You know what I mean?
It's true.
It's true. Everyone, like, dude, Dorothy looked like a full-grown woman. In well, black and white. And then we come into Technicolor. I was like, oh, she's a child. Whoops. Hey.
Whoa. Whoa. Elvis didn't know they were going to go back and color his life.
The funny thing was Judy Garland was 40 in black and white she was. In real life.
Yeah, but there's something about I don't look at Elvis as a pedophile, even though like the reality is like Because also old photos, like black and white photos of like when you see, pull up Lisa Marie Presley. That's her name.
Well, also,
no, I think that's the daughter.
That's the daughter.
Also, Priscilla, I believe.
In those times, like young girls had to dress like they were mothers of four.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like they made them look like little adults.
Pull up Priscilla.
When everybody looks like, so serious. You know what I mean? Like little boys had to wear like suits
when they got married. Can you make it a bigger photo? Like we would always want to see a bigger photo. I'm not trying to be a dick to the production team, but let's just.
I'm going through the images. You pick one and I make it bigger.
Yeah, she looks like an old lady there.
Yeah.
I like you could tell me she's 30 in that photo and it would make sense.
Absolutely, how old is she in that photo?
I think 14.
Well, no, I think when they got married, she may be 18 there.
Oh, Brazil.
I think they got married when she was 18, but.
Like did we do Elvis talking about Priscilla old enough to bleed, old enough for me? I think that was a bit once, right?
Oh, yeah, I have a feeling it was.
Yeah, Pedro Elvis. It's Pedro Elvis. Oh, nothing's tighter than a 12-year-old butthole. I'll tell you that. Boy or girl, bring it on. I've seen it all.
If there's a grass on the field, play ball. That's what I see.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's why he sings that way. That's how good 12-year-old pussy is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm old sugar. Ew, look at her all old now.
Oh, yeah. Come on, what are you, 19, 20 years old?
She was 21 when they got married.
Hey, if there's grass on the field, take a hike.
Okay, so that was her at 21, the picture we were looking at. So
she got married at 21. What are we saying? Why did I always think that he married her when she was like 14 or whatever?
They were together.
They started dating when she was 14.
Yeah. Did you ever see Elvis being like cool Elvis when he was
She old? Made an honest man out of me.
When he was old backstage and he's talking about how good the girls suck dick and like mm-hmm.
I think we might have played that on the show. Yeah, that's
awesome. It's funny just seeing him be like a real guy for a second.
But it's still in Elvis talk. It's still,
it is.
She gave the best blowjob south of the Mississippi.
Oh, man. The girls get here the best head. Oh, man.
She ain't nothing but a hound dog, if you know what I mean.
Which is funny hearing him say give the best head. Seems like he just talks in like 1950s adult talk.
I bet you dick sucking technology, for lack of a better word.
No, there's a better word.
Really? There's a better word. But technique.
Yes.
Dick sucking technology. I'm going to call technology. I don't really know what technology is, but I feel like it probably didn't hit strides until like the late 80s, early 90s. Like the girls
probably had to like explain the concept of it to a chick.
Oh, with, like, for never sure.
Even thought to do it. You know,
Marilyn
what I mean?
Monroe, I bet, gave at best slightly not toothy blowjobs to the president. Oh my God, and dude. And his brother.
Happy birthday, Mr.
He's like, well, I just have her do it for a couple seconds and I kiss her and start fucking her.
All right, Marilyn, that's enough.
All right, that'll be all. That'll be all. I'm hard. Stop.
Your Kennedy's decent. Dude, I bet you blowjobs just fucking sucked so much.
God, dude.
Did they put it in their mouth or like just hold it there? I remember the first
when you
girl
pay,
that...
when you pay for a whore in the 20s or the old West and they're just not really good at it. They just hold the base and kiss the top a bunch.
What is the, I wonder what the oldest blowjob on camera is. I bet it's out there because there's some old timey fucking porn.
I know the soundtrack to it. It goes. It's a reel to reel.
I like it.
Bop-eb, everybody.
you want to do some plugs before we do anything?
Sure. Dave, you want to go first?
I'm also good.
Mm-hmm. Hold on one second.
I'll go first.
I'll go first.
Okay. BigJComedy.com for all my dates this weekend, everybody, if you're listening. I'm still in St. Louis. So if there's any tickets available, please get them and come check the fucking show out. After that, I have Rochester, New York coming up. And a zillion other places going straight through to the summertime. Some fun summertime announcements coming soon. Special coming out, Dog Belly, live from Skankfest. That is going to be on April 5th is the tentative date right now that I think we're sticking to. I think we're hitting the goal on that. And the Bonfire Now featuring Robert Kelly.
Very cool.
5 days a week, Faction Talk, Series XM 103, 5 to 7 p.m. Eastern. And
the Bob Fire.
Of course, the SDR show, the Bob Fire. That logo we made was pretty cool. And an SDR show right here on the Guest Digital Network.
There's some live stuff coming up. March 3rd and 4th, Roar Comedy Club, Springfield, Massachusetts. My first time there. I'll be at the Yonkers Comedy Club March 9th or the 11th. March 16th through 18th, American Comedy Company in San Diego, California. Then in April, I got a lot of live stuff coming up. I think we're going to go out to LA with UJ as well. So look out for that. But I'll be in St. Louis, West Jordan, Utah. Houston's coming up. Lafayette, Louisiana. Emmaus, Pennsylvania's coming up. And then Legion of Skanks going out live for our first ever road shows together. I'm doing a little theater tour this summer, August 10th through 12th. Hampton Beach, New Hampshire, Boston, Massachusetts, and Foxwood Casino. Big theater shows, combination of stand-up, live podcasting, crowd work. It's going to be a complete, unique smorgasbord, a Legion of Skanks, and you got to be there live because a lot of it is not going to be taped. Most of it's not being taped. Only a little bit of each show will be taped for a podcast. So make sure you guys tune in for that and grab those tickets because those shows will sell out. Subscribe to Guest Digital. Use the promo code LOS. Get a 7-day free trial. Get instant access to the on-demand library for all of the shows here. If you guys love guests like Shane Gillis or Shafir Tim Dillon, you can go back to the archives and watch all of those episodes. They've been on, you know, hundreds of times throughout the years throughout all the different shows on Guest Digital. And make sure you subscribe to my Twitch channel, twitch.tv/PureRattlesnake.
Hell yeah. Babe,
can you give yours? Why don't you do yours while a video of a 1930s blowjob plays?
Hold on. Let me just do my plugs and then we'll do the blowjob.
I just want to give you plugs while someone's giving like a...
I'm off this week, but the following weekend I'll be back out in Pottstown, Pennsylvania. Then I got Providence, Rhode Island Comedy Connection coming up. Zanies in Chicago. Side Splitters in Tampa. And then I'm up at the Funny Bone in Syracuse. Got Hampton Beach. Oh, sorry, that's the fucking theater tour. I got an Albany gig in there too. A bunch of other stuff coming up. ComicDaveSmith.com for all my dates.
.com.
Sick. Let's see 1930s right. Blowjob.
Love all it.
Right, I'm still debating if this is a real video or not.
Let's see.
There's no audio. Hold on.
I think it's real.
Low job.
Real.
Nice cock, bro.
Oh, watch, Dave. Look, I'll also be in Louisville coming up for the first time.
I got Detroit as well coming up. Detroit, Chicago, Rosemont.
Detroit.
Those just aren't on the website yet.
I got Spokane, Washington.
What is she doing? She's picking lint out of it?
This does look like every bit as bad as we thought.
Oh, look at it. Look, she's nibbling on it. What are you doing, you bitch? Yeah, how do you think that feels good?
She doesn't know what to do.
What is she? She's touching it with her finger?
It looks like she's scolding it.
And Marilyn Monroe learned from like her.
Hold on, let's see. Oh, she's so happy though. She loves having that cock in her mouth. What a whore.
Suck the thing, you baggy tit bitch. Your tits fucking are baggy. She's fucking 25 years old. Her tits are so baggy.
It was a rough time, Jay.
Her Auschwitz armpits.
Christ all fucking mighty. Put it in your mouth.
She's like, it's the Great Depression.
Taking pictures with it.
Put it in your fucking mouth.
Oh, she's making ugly faces a bunch.
I'd be so frustrated because you're also trying not to be a dick. You're trying not to be an asshole. So you're like, just trying to be like, fucking please, please just suck it. There we go.
Okay. Fine.
Now, okay. That feels good. Now do it again.
Nope.
Like, nope.
Look back at it to weird. The, back to the chew your ball thing. Bag.
Sucking it really hard on the tip for no reason. That doesn't feel good.
Oh, she's trying to put her tongue, by the way. Hang on. And you need a dandruff treatment as these loose hairs getting my teeth. Okay.
What?
Is it just like music?
Can
like,
I tell you the only reason I don't believe it's real? Because I didn't think men had dicks that big back then, did they?
I know, right?
That fucking why were the houses? Yeah. That's how small my dick is that looks huge to me.
Why were the houses so small? If their dicks were so big.
Dude.
Yeah,
I don't know if this is real or not.
They're also saying that dicks have grown. The average man's penis has grown in the past, like, however many decades.
Is that true? I hate this lady for what she's doing.
There we go. Now she's doing good.
Yeah, but everything she makes a meal out of
like,
it.
Yeah, but you got it. She's like a pioneer. You
is
know,
it Hitler? Is she blowing Hitler, by the way? Looks like she might be blowing Hitler.
You're right, dude. She is sort of a pioneer. Like, if you watch basketball players from this era, it doesn't look as good as, like, today's basketball players.
You're like, Bob Cousy wasn't as good as Kobe. This? All right.
Did you see what they called this?
What they call
no.
it?
A 50-50? She goes, let's go 50-50.
Ooh, a 50-50.
I like that better than 69.
Researchers compiled data from 75 studies conducted between 42 and 2021 and reported that penile length of this many men, they found the average erect length increased from, 4.8 inches to 6 inches. It's now 6 inches? Yeah, I thought it was like 5 1/4.
No, it was always like very, very close to 6 inches, the average.
Well, men, just hang on for another 50 years. We'll get that average up.
No, we don't want the average to be up. I like the average being down.
Oh, so you're saying like in like the 1600s, you'd have been king?
Yeah.
Oh my God,
Asian, step up and start measuring your dicks. We got to tank this number.
Yeah, dude. Like, like apparently like in ancient Rome, all the men were like 5 feet tall as well.
Mm. Yeah.
Everything, people were just smaller back in the day.
With huge dicks, it turns out.
Maybe. No, they had small dicks and apparently like nobody was like you see all those like Roman statues, it's like they were all just like exaggerated, like all the kings were like puny and fat and shit, but they would like make them like these statues of them as being like godlike.
Yeah, I don't know how that guy was ever going to come in that video. Is that video 17 hours long, Bobby?
No, but there is a cum shot.
You'd really have to come, you know what it would be, you'd have to psychologically start going, I don't want to ever come. And like getting your head like, dude, I'm never going to come. And then like that would eventually make me come because it was like, all right, I'm fighting the urge to come now. But it has nothing to do with their blowjob technique.
Good on
I'm
you,
not sure man. I understood any of that.
I didn't either. But I know. I mean, I understood the words. I don't get the theory. Doesn't make sense to me in any way. But like, sure.
I don't know if I could explain it any better than I just did.
Yeah. Jay, come but shop, for the Bobby. Record, I too knew what the words meant.
Dave, I thought you were actually confused by the words themselves.
Let's see. Is she going with any sort of rhythm? Not good to the last drop.
Not an advertised product, but good to the last drop.
Oh, he's nutting on her shoulder.
Oh, it's from
back in the day, like, come on shoulders? What a weirdo. Shoulder job.
That was.
Look, she's got a rough hand job on the tip of his dick. There we go.
That's what she should. And then I made him ejaculate, and she goes, "Oh my God, did it get all over your shoulders?" That's where they do it, right?
Why would she start sucking his dick good after he came?
So ended the wet party. What a weird thing to call it.
Solid porn.
I'll tell you what. For the 30s, that would have been a life changing.
Where would you even like get a copy of this? You're like, all right, I got a copy. I got to go projectile it on at the movie theater. So. Like, no one had anything to watch it on.
No, you'd give the reel-to-reels. They had those. They had projectors. They put them, like, on their, against the wall in their house.
Yeah, don't you remember National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation? They had one in the attic.
Oh, yeah. That's true. All right. Yeah, you still got to go up to the attic.
Yeah,
you
have to feed the tape into the other one. And
he goes...
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That's the old stag films were just always that. People would get them for, like, I guess bachelor parties or whatever back in the day, as like everyone get sneaked in and watch a stag film, they call.
You know what I realized? What was that? Was it 8mm? It was about like fucking.
Yes. With Nicolas Cage, I think, right?
Snuff films?
It was about snuff films. But I just realized like there's just websites. We watch snuff films all the time now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not like a weird. We'd have to like go to like a back alley and like find
real,
a tape. And...
Real snuff films, though.
No, he's like just saying you see a lot of videos of death. Basically, like there aren't a lot of snuff films. There's that one.
Or like
that...
a film of somebody being murdered, right? I get that, but no, there is though.
No, there's the one those whatever the something three, not the West.
Yeah, Memphis we watched three, but, it. Yeah, we watched it on. It was insane. The last video on the Gauntlet.
Yep. Yeah.
I mean, that's a straight up snuff film.
It's snuff film,
it's and horrific. It's just available at a click of a finger.
I don't know if I bet that was scrubbed to some degree. It's got to be. But yeah, that was horrible. You know, right. It does exist now. But I mean, like, I don't know if there's an underground world of people like making, you know, like Hostel, like the movie Hostel.
We remember there was that Nine Inch Nails video that like people thought it was real.
Yeah.
Like it was like a dude being like fucking tortured to like grind it up his ball bag.
Isn't it Closer? Like the.
No, there is parts of Closer that are like a similar thing, like torture scenes. But no, there was another video where it's like they have like they like peel apart the guy's dick. I think it's pretty fucking grotesque.
Don't peel my dick apart ever.
Happiness and slavery.
Yeah, pull it up.
Fine. I was gonna, Jay, but you asked.
Dave, great do me song. A favor. Don't.
Yeah, this is it.
Yes!
Yeah, people thought this was a snuff film back in the day. God, Trent Reznor's such a weird fuck.
It's just all special effects shit.
Yeah, it's like clay and shit. Oh, hell yeah, dude. By the way, better blowjob than that girl. Substantially,
what do you mean?
Substantially better.
What do you mean, honey?
Ugh. Hell yeah. Oh, suck on my balls, robot arm. See? Blowjob technology. What'd I tell you?
Hell yeah. Oh, Lord.
Oh! Oh! It's like the Calamar guy from Indiana Jones.
I don't even like my nips licked.
Much less my heart being torn out of my chest by a robot.
Oh, and to a much lesser extent, getting drilled through my abdomen.
That's never been my thing.
Oh, dude, I hate my balls being played with, but I also hate worms being put into my open stomach wounds.
No, listen, I'm fine with a little bit of worm play, but I do draw certain lines, and ball bag vice grip may have been one of them.
Yeah, I mean, pretty good for a video, like back in the 90s.
Yeah, where did you get to see? I've never even heard of that video. This was odd, but like, where was that available?
I mean, we got it on like a video. Me and my sister would buy these, or my sister really would. Like, she would spend money on like live concert tapes you would buy. Like, that was a very big thing, right? So it'd be like Nine Inch Nails Live 1991 in Argentina, right? And just a concert, or Marilyn Manson, you know, early shit, like 97.
I had a lot of those VHSs. The place, Circle Records sold concert videos.
Concert videos. They were just copies of copies of copies. By the time you got it, like, it was such a shitty quality version of it.
They're all on YouTube now.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, without a doubt.
I've seen the exact Marilyn Manson concerts that I went, because I went and bought like the ones I went to.
Oh, wow.
And then those ones I went to were on.
They'd be in the back of like Metal Edge magazine.
If you've never done that, to go look up concerts you've been to is pretty awesome.
They'd be in the back of like Metal Edge magazine, and you would like, it'd be like, you know, they would have like, you know, Anthrax Live, and they'd have like, you know, eight different videos that you could purchase, and people would collect these videos. So I think that video specifically was on like a bonus section of a live concert, and it just turned into that video for a second. But I definitely saw it, had to be on VHS. It was probably before DVD or before we had a DVD player.
Yeah.
But then once you had it, like at our age as kids, you'd watch it like a million times. It was like a video you had.
Well, there was a thing that they did that
the silly ones
I thought
I
was really cool was like, I would watch like Skid Row. They had Say Can You Scream or Roadkill, and it was half documentary, half live performance. And that's what I want to do for my special. I want, it's not going to be, there'll be just the special, but then I want to do like a documentary side of it as well. That's just sort of like on the road. And it's sort of an homage to that, because that was a major thing that bands would do. I also watched the Moscow Peace Festival. Did you have that, Jay?
Yeah. No, like, I saw someone's house ordered the pay-per-view. I forget.
Oh yeah. You could pay-per-view it. It was fucking awesome.
Yeah, it was those video. I go back to having those videos of the silliest ones. I had like Bon Jovi's first home video, like before, like I got their first home video. Weirdly, is from the time before when everybody knows them, like Living on a Prayer, like before that. I may have had a Skid Row, whatever their one was, but they were money grabs. I had a friend that got the big one was the Live Shit Eat Binge Purge, the Metallica one, because that came in. Remember, it was like a big box. It was like a big box set that had like a bunch of live concert shit and everything. That was awesome.
And they were so expensive; it would be like $80.
Oh yeah, like $100.
It was really expensive to get like those two VHS sets. That was like
those are official things. I talk about were just on
these are like bootleg shit that they've been selling back in magazines. But the official ones, I remember my sister got the Moscow Peace Festival the double tape for Christmas, and it was like $80. It was a big gift. It was like a huge gift for that year. And you really think about it, it's just funny like how much we would pay. We pay $22 for a CD. Or like a DVD just of a movie you would spend
When VHS first came out, if it wasn't, it would be a big deal when they would be like a Disney movie's releasing and they're putting it out for like $30. But for the most part, if you just wanted to go, you'd have to go to like that mall store. I forget what it was called. that was
FYE for your
entertainment? No, it wasn't that. It had like a picture of a reel to reel was the thing. It was like Movies Unlimited maybe or something like that.
Hollywood Video.
Maybe Hollywood Video, I think, was a rental. Yeah. But anyway, whatever it was, you go, it was for buying stuff. But like, if you wanted to buy like Die Hard at first, it was like $100 to buy it.
Yeah.
Like, the VHS were $100 for a movie.
It was
were bootlegs a big like thing for you guys? Like, I remember, like, literally in like
I know, New York, Chinese
restaurant,
huge, yeah.
Like in a Chinese restaurant, like you'd go in and get some wings and then fucking get. Like
that was the guy's
like
name who worked there.
Sup wings.
Some wings.
What's some up, wings. Some wings of the pork fried rice. you literally get like that, and then there would just be like a big box for like fucking random shit. As like bootleg movies. Like, dude, the quality, what we would put up with, and you would buy it, and it's a complete roll of the dice. It could be like literally someone recording and they're like not even hitting the screen. Like you just get like a quarter.
Once in a while, people would sneak in full fledged cameras, right? Yeah, you're right. But once in a while, it'd be like a screener. You'd be like, oh shit, this is great quality.
That was huge.
And once in a while, it was just like a sideways camera with black people talking into the speaker. You're like, well, this is how I'm watching Jurassic Park 2, I guess.
The person, I'm not even exaggerating. I remember watching things where like the guy who was filming it just like would be taking sips of his soda and you would just hear like, like just in the middle of your movie. You're like, ah, motherfucker.
Sometimes you know the guy, like, that's Jablonski. I know him.
You'd appreciate when they were good too. Like, if a guy put the camera right
on
the movie
in Philly when we were like later teenagers, we found a place, it was called Jerry's Corner, and it was like a swap meet kind of place, like a flea market place. And the guy in there had ones that were, I'd say, about 70% screeners. Which was a big that I Dusk Till Dawn. I remember I saw that as a screener. It was fucking great. And what's hilarious about that is VHS quality in general, at its best quality, wasn't even all that good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was still
You had to fix tracking on it. There'd be a line that came up through the screen.
TV in the time when I was watching, like, there's not a clear copy of Cosby. When you watch Cosby Show episodes now on TV, they're blurry because they can't make it look good. Because it was always a kind of blur. It's so weird.
Yeah, they
it also probably looks the worst because you're watching it now on a big screen TV.
Ironically looks like you were drugged and then started watching The Cosby Show.
Yeah, for sure. But even if you watch it on a smaller screen, like if you watched it on YouTube, it's not. It's like really is just like we really settled for complete. We couldn't believe we were watching things on a TV.
Well, it's weird because I still do here and there. I do buy movies once in a while on like Amazon. Like, I'll buy it. I'll own it forever.
Because if you just can't find it anywhere else, you're just like, whatever.
I've rented movies a few times where, like, Walk Hard, I've showed to so many people. Like, Walk Hard's a movie that I was renting like two or three times a year. Like, I just randomly end up watching. I'm like, what am I doing? Let me just own this movie. And I spent the $20 and that was always on my Amazon.
I've done that. I bought Life.
For some reason, it makes me feel, I don't know why, even though you're not physically holding something, it feels like I'm. Maybe because I don't have to physically hold it. Maybe because it doesn't deteriorate. Whatever it is, it feels more valuable than a tape felt, even though you could hold a tape.
Really? That's what I mean. It is more valuable in the sense of like
just a higher quality.
But not only is it higher quality, you can watch it in any TV in your house, and you can watch it on your phone, and you can
watch it on an airplane. I can watch it, when I go to Italy. You just always have it with you.
That's what's like pretty.
That was like the thing. Like,
it would have blown my mind.
iPod came out, it was like, dude, 1,000 songs in your pocket. And that was it. That was like the big selling point where it's like, well, you don't have to carry around 10 fucking or 100 CDs. You just have that on your, and it blew your mind.
Like for like fucking like working out or shit. I mean, I remember I used to, before basketball season when I was a teenager, I would try to like get in shape so I wasn't like in terrible shape for the first like practice. And I'd go run in Prospect Park, and trying to run with a Discman was just impossible. I'd have to run with my Walkman. Even though like that was a little outdated at the time, but it was like the only thing, and even that is like gigantic compared to anything.
By the way,
we
it became a whole. Isn't that crazy? A whole new industry came out about making like the shock.
Yeah, which didn't even work. It didn't work, and it drained your batteries. Like you couldn't run a lap in the park before like your thing was completely done. I remember running with that, trying to run with the Discman, and running with that, and having a spare batteries in my pocket because I knew these batteries were going to run out at some point. Just an insane world.
Wah, wah, wah. Hey, what's that the sound of? Soft wieners, everybody. Well, we got a solution for you over at Legion of Skanks. RexMD, everybody, one of our newest sponsors who make it simple, easy, and cost-effective.
Good talk, John Crank. That's the sound of the wiener now.
It makes it men hard. Last longer and feel more confident in the bedroom, everybody. It's generic Viagra or Cialis. Everything is online.
Hold on, I just took my RexMD.
Oh, no, I just heard the thump.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on, I took my RexMD, but it goes away so quickly. Oh.
And for that, you didn't have to go to
I need more RexMD.
You didn't have to go to pay your insurance or co-pays with anything. And you get up to 90% off and only pay $2 per dosage with our exclusive link, rexmd.com/legion, everybody. Also, they don't just have dick pills, everyone. They also have things for, I believe, hair loss and overall well-being, insomnia for help with sleep. So make sure you check them out. You'll be getting FDA-approved treatments, again, at a 90% cheaper clip than the doctors. That's right, 90% cheaper. Take advantage of the best deal yet by heading over to rexmd.com/legions. Again, our exclusive deal is going to get you 90% off. We are only going to pay $2 per dosage. Again, that's rexmd.com/legion for 90% off. Give the gift of pleasure this holiday with RexMD. All right, let's get back into you, you fat, hard dick motherfuckers. Everybody, it's time for round two, side two of Bot Bab.
R2S2, baby.
Battle of the Badass Bees.
So our quarterfinals so far, Wild Only and The Wreckage, Wild Plains, One-Eyed Moon, and Prime and PM going on to the quarterfinals. And now we are figuring out the other side. We're really only two, it's only two more episodes. So this is it, guys. You guys are about to fucking, you know, we're at the home stretch here. A couple more weeks of Bop Bab. And then we may just make this a whole, this might just be a whole a year round thing, I say.
Well, immediately after, immediately after this, we do the loser's bracket. Right. So that'll be another month of shows.
I didn't even consider that.
We got to find second place. Technically, we can start all over, remix them, reshuffle.
In our second round, we have, of course, In the Closet going versus Datura and Disco Risque going versus or going against Bundy and the Spins.
And then Midnight Threat versus V2A and Sushi Kittens versus Gondre the Giant. Very exciting.
Oh, yes.
Very big deal. Now, they do say that they do say left bracket is stronger than right back bracket. A lot of people are saying that.
Really?
Yeah. So
the first right, I'll tell you. Out of the gates, first bracket left did kick ass. It really was that was a little more difficult, I feel like, than the right side. But the right side is now in some good shit.
Yeah. So it's In the Closet this round versus Datura. I'm very excited about it. Let's see. This is In the Closet. All right. I don't know why they won't show their faces. Didn't the guy look on the right look like Shane?
Not showing your faces makes it seem like this isn't really the band. Like, this is just a bowling team.
Because, you know, it's like a bowling team or whatever.
In the Closet. I don't know if this is really them. This could be a random photo of some other people.
Well, they're at a place called Drafts. Let's start working backwards from there.
We could probably figure out where this is at.
Okay, this one guy's pretty strong because he bowls with a 12-pounder.
You're really going all Liam Neeson. You're going to fucking special skills your way.
The guy on the ref's wearing a Carhartt shirt. I mean, he's a
Pabst Blue Ribbon.
Girl in the middle, start telling me things you see around you.
Is the Carhartt guy's hands are so dirty on that thing, which means there's something outside.
He's a working man.
The guy in the middle is wearing a chain. Looks like he doesn't do hard work like those other guys.
He's a douche.
He's got the chick. He's the girl. So all these nerds want to fuck that girl, but that's that girl's boyfriend. And he has to just be cool with these dweezels hanging around them, and then he has to go home and fuck his chick while these guys jerk off to her. Is that what the song's about, Bobby?
Yeah, what song is this?
The song is called Jewel Anthem.
Yeah.
J-U-U-L, like the jewel.
Nice. Wow.
In parentheses, I love you, Dave Smith.
Yes. This is a minute and a half in, right, Alex?
Yeah, minute and a half in for 20 seconds. These guys are from Southern Maine.
All right, here we go. Pots, jewel pots, you fucking with the jewel squad. Rip a few, I'm getting dazed. They need that marmalade. I need that orange. Give me that orange. That curse that be born.
in my foreign. Skirt, 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 she take a hit. She off them cigarettes. Now I don't hate a breath. Jewel puffs, yeah, they're the best. But I should quit the shit.
I love it. That was good.
It was fun.
I don't like it a lot.
Even though, as someone who smokes Juuls, we all know they're lame.
I like the song. It was fun.
I did like
good.
The song.
Juuls.
I forgot that they were even a hip hop group.
Song rules. Bowling rules.
Chicks rule. Sluts rule.
Chicks rule.
One chick, four dudes. Slut in my book.
Oh, totally. She's definitely getting pegged by all of them.
Pegged?
Yeah. Oh, I know now. Peg's got the literal meaning now.
Yeah, it's got a different connotation.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And they're going up against Datura.
I love goth. Goth just rules. They're so unapologetically stupid.
Well, I love it because the commitment to it does translate. Like at 3 p.m, they have to run in the 7-Eleven to get a water bottle or something. Like, Poland Spring?
When he has to go into Sephora and be like, "Do you have black number 9?
Is it Maybelline? Hypoallergenic? Because I'll break out." God, dude, this looks like a disappointed father and his two ladyboy sons.
Excuse me, ma'am, I'm out of toner.
I was double charged on my cable bill last month.
Do you have sad black for my eyes? I bought this shirt pre-ripped.
Go ahead.
All right, let's play.
This song is called Phantasm.
I love it. It's like The Cure.
Just so you know, these are not real skeleton hands.
They're hope you enjoyed my macabre music.
They do. Their sound goes with their look. I mean, they nail it. Like they,
how is it possible to make both sad and a happy song at the same time?
It's The Cure. It's the, when you look at The Cure, you're like, is this music? Should I cut myself? Put on The Cure. And like, show me how you do that trick.
Sad and happy is our thing. I like them. I like that. It's almost, I feel like the same thing that I remember saying about them last time. I like that they are completely unique in this competition, right? They're sort of in a category of their own, doing that sort of like fun. I feel like I almost like the other person, but I feel like as a personal opinion, I'm more into hip hop than I'm into fucking goth, like, you know, 80s throwback shit. So I'm very torn right now.
Yeah, this is
because I feel
real,
like
this is
gonna make me cry off my eyeshadows.
I kind of feel the same way. Like the first one is definitely more my thing, but I feel like they're doing a more unique kind of interesting thing. I don't know. Where are you going on this?
I'm throwing mine. Datura. I like that. I thought the In the Closet was great also. But this
is the other group, Sad and Happy Dave.
Think that about that.
That is an excellent point, Datura.
It's like being clean and dirty. It's just like, it doesn't happen often.
Which, by the way, we also are.
The lead singer always just took off a Batman mask.
He fights crime.
Sometimes he doesn't come to shows because he's grappling, hooking around town, solving the town's problems. And then when he's in between crimes, he noodles on the synthesizer guitar.
Fuck, dude, I really love them. They're so fun.
I'm voting for them. I loved it.
You want to go next, Lewis? I don't know.
Yeah, I'll go next. I'll make it easy on you, David boy. Look, I like the other guys. I think that these guys are fun. They're unique. I think that they're both nailing what they do on a pretty high level. I just think for the sake of this competition, I like Datura. I think that they're doing a more unique thing. We have a lot of hip hop in the competition. And, you know, I hate to see him go, but I think Datura should move on.
All right. Well, there you go. Dottora moves on.
Great. The next battle is.
Thank you, boys. Good choice.
Thank you, Lewis, for picking me. And Dave didn't have to make a choice. Doesn't that make you super sad? So sad you want to cry.
I want to watch Wednesday Addams dance to their music on TikTok.
All right, the next battle is Disco Risque versus Bundy and the Spins. Disco Risque
returning performers.
Yeah.
Yes, they are. Their song is called Schultzy. And we read it here.
It's about Andrew Schultz.
It should be. Okay, here we go.
Good ad lib, Bobby.
Thanks.
Okay.
We really didn't get that much of that song.
I was going to say that. I was digging it, though. That was a rough part to play. No, musically
it was good. It was executed well. It was
No, I said musically it was very good, but I couldn't tell where it was going or where it was coming from.
Okay, the next
two of the guys in the picture are not looking at the camera. Like one's looking at the other dude. He's like, "You look like Bert Kreischer, bro." And then the Dave Smith looking one is looking off at his political career. It's like Dave Smith in the podcast.
Yeah, he's kind of like, I'm here technically.
But he's a little bit away. Every picture is a little further away from the rest of the boys.
He's like, no, I'm right here with you guys. Don't worry about it.
And the one looking
I'm focused on the same thing you guys
The
are.
One looking over to the left is covering his asshole because he knows what happens when you turn your backs on these guys. The guy in the middle's got insanely long skinny fingers.
Yeah, dude.
Okay. And the next band is Bundy and the Spins.
Oh yeah, these guys. Forgot about these guys.
And their song is called The Fear. Let me know when you're ready to hear it.
Wait.
I'm ready.
Hold on. Hold on. Not yet. And
I'm gonna need one more second.
Okay. All right, Dave, wait. We gotta all be ready. Sorry, Bobby. We got to all be ready. Thank you for asking.
You're right.
All right. I'm good. Jay?
Are we at? Because you know what? I'm now not ready.
All right. Well, and you can also take back to infinite. To
Do
infinity.
You mind Go if ahead. I stopped and made a cup of coffee real quick?
Oh, damn it. I knew Lewis was going to exploit these rules.
I'm ready.
All right. Here we go. This song is called The Fear.
All right, I like it.
You know,
that was fun.
Shit, I'll tell you that they just got such a better. And I understand it's hard to plan out all of these rounds, but that was such a better clip to like you get what that song is. Yeah. You like you heard it. Whereas that first,
but you kind of get what they do. Here's the thing: that what they do each time they're nailing like their voice, so to say, similar to Dottora. Like they know what their sound is. This is this fucking fun. Yeah, I was literally about to say a fun rock and roll band, but yeah, fun rock party band. Like you want to fucking throw them on at a bar playing pool, hot chicks, fucking, you know, a bar fight could break out.
Oh, these guys would kill at Skankfest.
Yeah, they'd kill at Skankfest. Yeah. Dottora would be hilarious at Skankfest.
Oh my God, that'd make me laugh so hard.
Opening for the goddamn comedy. Dude,
just have one night, be a goth party.
Dude, I love it. I would love that. If Dottora wins, we're doing a goth party.
It actually would work pretty great.
A goth party would be really fun. It's at Skanks. Everyone's got to dress goth. Is the second guy from the right Jason Sokoloff?
Solid reference.
Oh, yeah. I kind of get it. No one else will, but I kind of get it. Yeah. I really love Disco Risque, but I'm going to go with Bundy and the Spin on this for this round.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm with you on that one for sure. That was
we all agree.
Might be factored into this at the part of the song, but that's how it is. So, like, yeah, that really Bunny and the Spins. That was fun.
Yeah, that was fun. Everyone's happy except for the guy on the very far left in the band who hates the Legion of Skanks podcast.
He's like, why are we
this is a really problematic competition.
Dude, he's like, super guys, fucking liberal.
My wife gets so pissed off that we're even doing this.
We don't need them.
She goes, oh yeah, yeah, that's great. They're normalizing racism. Hilarious. Yeah.
And the guy next to the guy next to him has hurt a woman before. He regrets it. He did a little time for it.
Dude, you know what's funny? Like, it literally is in each of these bands, it's one person's a fan of this podcast. The other person, the other people do not want to be on this podcast, made fun of by this podcast. They didn't sign up for it at all. It's just a little dickhead. That,
the guy all the way on the right still kisses his uncle on the mouth. Oh,
shit. Dude, I don't know. Lewis is blowing my mind that I never thought about it throughout this competition. I've always just been treating it like, well, you guys are fans of what we do.
But really, it's just one guy for sure.
The rest of them are like, stop.
Do you remember when that person?
I think this one for sure is, because I think you reached out about the where I made fun of the House of a Thousand Corpses shirt, is the guy all the way on the right.
Yeah. Dude, you remember we made fun of like the kid in the hospital, or like we like drew dicks on his face?
And then
like,
the aunt, yeah.
Yeah, because it was like there. I think, I don't know if it was like whoever was in the family was like, yeah, dude, will you like roast us and like raise money, help us raise money for this kid? And we're like, sure, that's hilarious. Dude, we'll fucking make fun of this kid.
Would you,
and then
would you
like five
coming,
of the other family members saw it?
Face?
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we were like fucking just being like, you know, doing what we do.
We were like, hey, the mom said it's cool. And they're like, she hasn't had custody for a decade.
Yeah, yeah. She's a junkie and isn't allowed to see him.
All these family members got so upset.
She doesn't even know he's out of the hospital. It's fine.
Dude, it was wild.
You're raising money
for
him?
It's called Four Antibiotics. That's right. Yeah, do you remember?
IV antibiotics.
It's called Four Antibiotics.
No, Jay, because you thought it was four. You read it as fucking four. I remember this, dude. You read it as Four Antibiotics, and we made fun of you.
You should have. I just wanted to correct you on making a joke about the mistake I made. What
hilarious.
A cunt.
What a fag you are. Okay. Memories. Welcome to memory lane, boys. I'm laughing. Funny. How do you not love Bop Bab? Come on. What am I doing?
Bundy and the Spins.
Are moving on.
Are they moving on officially? Okay.
Moving on.
All right, the next battle.
Moving on.
The next battle is Midnight Threat.
Midnight Threat, dog.
Versus V2A.
Vagina Tass. Midnight Threat's first.
Which, no, vagina ass is fine, dude. They say no ass to vagina because the poop gets in the puss.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It gives them fucking...
No,
that weird
is
shit.
Right.
What is it?
Which guys are fan in the group and which guys are enemy? We have to figure it out in every picture now. Our fan is the guy second from the left, I say. And then the guy on the all the way left, not a fan. Doesn't understand why they're doing this white boy show.
Dude, hold on. I'm gonna tag Bobby and Alex in a Skanks in the Wild for after this as well. Okay.
Sure.
You're gonna love it.
Alex, just put the link in the chat.
Yeah.
It's an Instagram one. All right, good. Let's go.
Midnight Threat.
Midnight Threat. First. This song is called Blood.
And raping and raping.
Midnight Threat is awesome.
That is what I hear when I rape, is that type of music.
Take what's yours. The world is yours. No,
hey, these guys stole my rap song.
I've already paid for a vacation and a steak dinner.
All right.
That was awesome. That's a tight band.
That was great. Tight. They were good. I like their logo too. I like the Midnight Threat, the way it looks. I would look dope on a hat or a t-shirt. Would wear it, want to wear it. Either way, no matter what happens, boys, send me a tee. Would love to wear it.
Me too. The next band, they're going up against is V2A.
V2A. He's like, you think that was rape music? Here we go.
That should be the
thing we do in this competition is you, especially for this, the rest of this round is like, how would it play to a rape?
Oh, this is the band with the guy that's always at Skanks.
Yeah. Hell yeah, dude.
And it is him, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It is him for sure. These guys are from apparently a town that was taken over by some sort of zombie apocalypse and they're fighting against it. They're fighting back. Through good tunes.
They're Mad Max in their way, but also picked up skilled instrument playing.
He goes, they're fighting against the zombies pretty successfully, but they've kind of lost who they are in the process.
Yeah. Friends become enemies, enemies become friends.
I mean, how do you find time to record an album during a zombie apocalypse? But these guys did it.
There's actually a lot of downtime. You'd be surprised.
Well, I mean, there's no, they're off the grid. There's no electricity.
Studio time's dirt cheap in the apocalypse, dude. A lot of people aren't thinking about getting some fucking music on wax at that time.
They're like, all right, the walls of the compound are fortified, so
time to jam. Out,
some tunes. You guys want to rape that breeder downstairs, or you want to jam out a little bit, maybe work up an appetite?
Fuck, dude. I shit girl, you like, not, dude.
We got that girl in the basement we're all supposed to come into and restart society. Or we can go jam out a few new tunes.
All right, this song is called Gravity Killer. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see.
Here we go.
It's about James Bond. Mortal Kombat!
Liu Kang wins. Babality.
Midnight Threat wins.
Damn, man.
Fatality. That music sucks dick.
Oh, you know what, this guy comes every week.
Let me tell you what's tough about this one. If that's instruments they're playing, like right there, like it, that's really cool in some way. That because we didn't hear any like music or words or anything in this, so it was just music. But it sounds to me like that could be like a DJ playing that. Do you know what I mean?
Dude, the guy right here, the second guy over, looks like he wants to take that baby mask off. But dude, it's so fucking hot in here.
I thought that was a girl.
You think it's a girl? No, it's a guy, dude.
Nah, that's a
beautiful
dude.
Eyes.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful man.
Yeah, it's a beautiful, beautiful guy. Yo, bro. Yeah,
I wasn't into that. No offense to these guys, because they're fighting the good fight.
I wasn't to it again.
2011.
I wish we would have caught a better part of the song. I would go with
Midnight Threat. I liked it more. And no, I mean, no, yeah. they're very talented.
They're very good at what they do. Midnight Threat song just really grabbed me.
Yeah, dude. I it's not the apocalypse. We're not at a rave.
It could be. If the apocalypse comes and we're raving a lot, you guys are right back in this then.
Dude,
is a girl. That is a girl because there's a girl in the band. Go to the other pictures.
Let's see.
Yeah.
That's a girl?
Yeah.
That's a bra. But I mean, that doesn't mean anything.
Not these days, that means nothing.
I think it's a girl.
I don't think.
How does she identify,
dude,
Jay?
Stop trying to justify the fact that you want to fuck this thing.
What? What? What are you? What?
That might be a girl on the far right. The Goldust looking motherfucker.
Jay, just fuck both of them and get to the bottom.
Find out. Find out.
Now,
and
dude,
shut
now
up
I got
to
fucking, now I got to face fucking Mordecai in the back this Monday.
All right, our final battle, the one I've been anticipating the most, Sushi Kittens versus tough. Gondre the Giant.
Yeah. Damn, I wish they weren't going against each other so quick.
Let's go.
This first one is Sushi Kittens, and their song is called Arg. All right, here we go.
I like it. Yeah.
Man, that was a good song for Skankfest Vegas.
That's great.
Yeah. So here's the thing. Somebody said, maybe it was just a fan saying it. I don't know. Is this a joke band and they just wrote music for this competition? Because that's even cooler and that's more hilarious.
Yeah.
Somebody maybe said that. Is that what happened, or is that was just somebody made that joke?
We can look into it. We could email them after the show.
They're Let's get to hilarious. The bottom of this shit.
I like it though. It's catchy. It's fun. It has all the vibe of Legion of Skanks and Skankfest.
Certainly does.
Great. All right, and the next band is Gondre the Giant.
Oh, that's right, Gondre.
And his song is called Hench, and here it is.
Slinking through the alleys in a salmon-soaked Santa suit three-piece. You wouldn't want to trade places in the face of depravity. My insanity savagely on display, kid. Your brain is stays up in a simple kind of stasis. The basis of my rage is just a hatred for the basics. And it's amazing how you're favored for your fables. Unstable. If I was you, I'd probably...
That was very good.
Is that the Vince Carter? I mean, he rules, dude. He rules, really good.
He rules. Before I won't vote, can I get feedback?
I mean, god damn it, dude. This is fucking. This is awful that we got to eliminate one of them.
Yeah, it's
just fucking. I just hate that one of them has to go because the first.
I wish this wasn't so fast.
I just like. I love the first song. It was hilarious and like, so perfect for us. But Gondre the Giant is just fucking great, dude.
I think Gondre the Giant's better at what he does. I think that, or in this song, this was a bet, like it was really good. And both songs, he's got a really unique voice and like his thing, it just kind of slaps. It just fucking makes you want to like,
I love
it. I really love it.
He reminds me of a guy, I can't remember the name of the fucking rapper who he reminds me of, but it's fucking great. And god damn it.
What was the song, Bobby?
That song was called Hench.
Hench.
Yeah, I'm going to vote for Gondre the Giant, even though I really fucking love both these bands.
Yeah, Sushi Kids is great, but I think Gondre the Giant is like, that sounded like someone that should already be known.
Yeah. And maybe he is. Maybe he's got a following already.
For sure. But I'm saying,
We don't do any research.
I feel like I should have heard his name. I'm saying, as much as I know, I listen to music and stuff and kind of keep my finger on the pulse of that. I feel like I would have heard his name.
Yeah, no, he's really good. And I think, you know, ultimately it just comes down to, yeah, Sushi Kittens are funnier, but it's not about necessarily the funniest band. I think it's, you know, we're trying to do a competition where we're rewarding the most talented, right? That's the idea.
Yeah.
The funniest answer, you know?
I think this guy's also interesting, Gondre the Giant, because like he looks kind of ridiculous, but it's like it's cool in his ridiculousness.
Jay, he looks like you.
Yeah. Right. We're both cool in our ridiculousness. And I want that hat. Gondre the Giant, moving on, everybody. So from the final, the second round of the right side of the bracket, we have Datura moving on, Bundy and the Spins moving on, Midnight Threat moving on, and, of course, Gondre the Giant moving on. It's getting down to the wire. That means, wow, so it's going to be Datura versus Bundy and the Spins, Midnight Threat versus Gondre the Giant. Damn, is anybody betting on this?
I don't remember in any previous years feeling as like kind of bummed about sending people home.
Oh yeah,
you know what I mean, like where you're like, ah shit, that sucks, they were really great.
Yeah, you know. Absolutely. Yeah, and also I don't think I've ever been excited for like hearing the people.
Sushi Kittens is bumming me out. They would have went very far. They got a bad matchup. Unfortunately, it is what it is. Sometimes it happens.
Hey, shit happens. You know? Sushi Kittens, we fucked you right in the ass. Look at our face. We did this to you.
So people hate Bop Bab, but are they going to enjoy Shark Skank more, our next series where we have people pitching?
Love the idea of Shark Skank.
I know.
I love Shark Skank. And I don't have a lot of money to invest.
But you
get us to invest what we're willing to actually invest.
Yeah.
All right.
We can start actually bidding each other. If there's an idea so good that we're going to start breaking the bank, it'll be hilarious.
I'll give you $200.
Give a shit about it. 50%. I'll throw $20 in there for whatever.
But you could just be out. That's part of it too. Is that it's great in the middle when you just go, and for those reasons, I'm out.
It's got to be me, you, or it's got to be the four of us. I'm sorry, the three of us with Ari.
And Ari, yeah.
Ari's the other one, yeah, because Ari would probably have the most money, right? Probably.
But not too much money.
Yeah, he's not that rich. You know, he's fine. But, like, it's none of us can actually invest real money into your business.
In here. Sal will just give everyone $1 million to be nice.
If Sal's in the competition, I'm going to pitch my own businesses.
Yeah, we should have Sal do it.
I'm in the competition.
Yeah, maybe he'll get in on that fucking thing that chokes you while you masturbate and drops you if you don't respond.
Are we going to do a deal like Shark Tank where we take a percentage of the business no matter what happens?
Yes, 5% of your business, of course. They changed that, though. Mark Cuban said he was going to walk if they didn't take that rule out.
Oh, well, I'm going to walk if we don't have that rule in.
That's a real thing?
Yeah.
It was.
They all had a part of the company?
No, Shark Tank. No. Mark Burnett and the producer, just as the producer, he personally got 5% of every business for like the first like 6 seasons.
It's dirty, wow. But they are like, look, we're putting you on in front of millions of people. So you're
dirty. It was fucking brilliant. Good for him, dude. I have no problem with that. Good for him, dude. And good for Mark Cuban for fucking saying, hey, I'll walk. So what is the value? Mark Cuban and Mark Burnett looked at it and said, all right, Mark Cuban being on the show, he's a massive star. It's bringing me this much money. It's more valuable than the 5% of these other businesses, which is also like a bad look. It's probably not. And it's also once you're that rich, it just doesn't really matter.
No.
What type of money do you think either of you are actually going to be investing in a business? I think Lewis might actually be down to invest real money in a business. Me and Jay are going to be like, that's a brilliant idea. I'll give you $500, but I need like 20% of it.
Yeah,
depends. If I'm genuinely impressed. I'll drop a thou
for 49% of your product.
I need 51%. I need controlling interest.
I don't want controlling interest. I don't want to get involved in the day-to-day. But I'll give you $1,000.
You imagine, I'd literally never even be like, sometimes they compete on Shark Tank and they'll be like, no, listen, you got to come with me because I can do so much more for you. But me and Jay will both be like, if we're competing with Lewis, you'd be like, yeah, I'll probably go with him. I don't know what to tell you.
It's just going to be, no, he's going to say the things we do. I mean, I would tell friends, I guess. I'll definitely
I'd mention it on my podcast.
Yeah, I'll do a social media. Like, I'll say it's good. I'll say that your ice cream scooper is the best I've ever used.
I mean, what do you think the types of businesses? It's not going to be that. It's going to be fucking people with their own fucking.
No, I think we open the door very much to inventions, buddy. Inventions.
I want
to
go invention heavy on this.
Yeah, I'd like it to be invention. That's the favorite thing on stuff when it's someone's invention.
Dude, especially if you can come up with some sort of weed contraption to smoke weed in a more efficient way.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine? Could you even imagine as Lewis cleans out his little fucking dab balls?
Hey, dude, don't be that way.
Well, there's got to be a perfect solution to that. That's what I'm saying.
It's got to be a better way. Can we just see one final Skanks in the Wild before we get out of here?
Sure. Show me.
Ladies and gentlemen, Skanks in the Wild.
Show me.
Give us some volume.
Says she got the freaking nerve. She a short tongue, boar tongue, it's clear. She a re-singer, freaking nerve.
Alex, live footage she no from care Alex nobody 8 months ago.
Red lollipop, she will suck it till it pink as a queen. She suck it like straw in a drink, make your broke like plate in a sink. Yo, she a pro. Oh, me know. Tattoo pan skin and her tongue ring a show. Tell the brown ninja, me want a blow. No sure she do it. Listen me no. She not fi say it. Me don't see it in her.
This is Alex in Jamaica last year.
Yeah. That little girl's, she come, sure little girl's board coming out black. Harrington, will play. He'll still
tongue
take
it. Tongue is clear. She a re-singer. Re-singer.
You think you can handle me, bumbo?
Black people look like they have so much fun being black.
I know, dude.
Yeah, I'm still not that.
Even without
races,
the dick, dude. Even without the dick.
No, I know, but I would like to cartwheel with laughter.
just once,
and not
just
have
once
the, and not have the
that.
World not have the world judge me.
Yeah, she does look a lot like Alex.
Yeah,
thanks in the Wild, doggy. Thank
she
you.
She looks
for
a lot like Alex, and she acts a lot like her.
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. We will all be back together at the stand this Monday, everyone. Buckle the fuck up. Do we know who we have as guests yet?
I believe we have Dan St. Germain.
And Josh Potter, is that this week? Or
no,
Josh Potter's next week.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, then we will catch you guys then on our live show Monday. Until then, peace.
been listening to the Legion of Skanks podcast with Big J. Okerson.
A lazy-eyed albino.
Cry for me. Come on. Cry.
I'm a shepherd of shitheads.
Luis Gomez.
Luis J. Gomez, you motherfucker.
Luis J. Gomez.
If you look at me, I'm going to break your fucking jaw. I want to punch you in your fucking nose. May I punch up my magic in his fucking head.
And comedian Dave Smith.
Fuck you, I ain't got jokes.
I feel like if I wanted to be gay.
Fucking stick your fist up your ass. You have lube.
The Legion of Skanks podcast.
Yo, ding dong. We're done here. Time to go.